and welcome to Don't Tell My Mom with Liz. That's me. And I can officially say Don't Tell My Mom is now on all platforms. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, you can find this one. It was on most platforms anyway, but now we are officially on Apple Podcasts. Shout out to Jason for helping me fix that issue, whatever it was. I don't even know what he did still, but thank you so much, Jason. I appreciate you. I thought of that as kind of like a early birthday gift, because if you didn't know, I recently celebrated my birthday, and who are we kidding? I celebrated all Aries season. That's why I've kind of been MIA for a little bit. I've just been surrounding myself with great people, lots of family, lots of friends, even another important person in my life. So you can definitely say I'm embracing 27 and really appreciating my late 20s. And I feel like I'm now in a great place to talk about some things that I've been putting off. And after lots of talks with my therapist, I think talking about it would be beneficial and helpful for me, because I know that I'm not the only person that has gone through these things in life, because it's fucking life and it can really suck sometimes. And you get put in these situations that are shitty, and maybe you don't surround yourself with the people that you should be surrounding yourself with. But I have to start from the beginning. So I started Aries season off by going on a date, and you could say it went pretty well because we are now exclusive. And if you have to put a label on that, and we definitely had this discussion, but we are officially in a relationship. I have definitely shared on here that I have commitment issues. So labels really freak me out. I just feel like they add this unnecessary expectation and pressure to people who are seeing each other and who are being exclusive with each other. It's like, you are mine in a very possessive way. And I don't like that, because I like my freedom. Not saying I'm going to go sleep with a bunch of people, but it's like you need constant approval from that person. And I'm not saying this is how I feel right now. I'm saying this is how I have felt. It's the comments like, ooh, you're going to wear that? Ooh, who'd you dress up for? And it's like, when you're single and you do these things, you don't need to answer to anybody. And I hate answering to somebody. And I will never answer to somebody. I want to make sure that's clear. And this person knows that. We have such open communication. It's actually frightening. Not frightening in like a bad sense, but I'm so not used to this. Which made me think about past relationships, right? Because you can't help it. Everyone says not to compare relationships and people, but I think it's human nature to experience something, and if you have a negative experience, you want to do it again. Like if you went on a fucking boat and you got seasick, you're gonna be like, oop, don't want to go on a boat again, you know? And so I think relationships, it's like, oh well, my ex-partner like did this, and it just makes you cautious about entering a new relationship with a new partner. And that's exactly how I was feeling. So I know that's why communication is such a big thing for me, because I am not here to be babied or parented. Parented, is that a fucking word? I think you know what I mean. And let's just put it this way. If you are constantly going out to bars, constantly going out to clubs, you like to have a good time, nothing is wrong with that, whatever. But then you meet someone in that setting and then you start dating, and that person is like, I don't like how much you party. Or let's say you're a person who likes to look nice and dress up and do your makeup, and then they say, I don't like that you dress up all the time. Who are you getting ready for if you're just going out with your friends? Wear sweatpants in public. No one cares. Why do you care? It's just, you met me like this. You like me like this. So why are you trying to change me? That's what people make the mistake of, is they think that they can change somebody to be exactly how they want them to be, and they don't actually appreciate the person who they are. And one question that has really resonated with me when you're looking for a partner, or when you just meet a potential partner, is, if this person doesn't change at all for the rest of their life, would you still want to be with them? And I just feel like not many people think about that. They get lost in the new exciting phase and you push your shit aside and you're just so focused on this new and exciting relationship, and that's so awesome. But I am such a practical person that I'm thinking of all these different scenarios and I'm like, how are they going to react? What if I do this? What if I do this? Are they going to care? Like, I'm tiptoeing around them. And I've had so many people tell me that my preferences are too picky and that I will never find someone that will check all of my boxes. The biggest one was the no kids thing. I don't want to date anyone with kids. I clearly cannot date anyone who wants to have kids. And I remember this fucking man had the audacity to say that I would never find somebody like that because everybody wants to have kids and people expect women to want a family. I threw up. I just hate, honestly, anyone that always thinks that it's fucking weird when people don't want to have kids, especially women who don't want to have kids. Let me tell you, there's so much more to life. I am a cat mother, okay? And now I am a stepmother to other animals, and I'm so fine with that. That fills up my cup, okay? I don't need to have fucking little minions running around. I already have little minions running around and I didn't give birth to them, so I'm pretty okay. But getting back to comparing partners and relationships, I don't think it's the worst thing. In my case, there's nothing to even compare to. It's just like, wow, I've been in all of these shitty, abusive relationships and with these narcissist people. And I'm just thinking, is this what a healthy relationship is? Like, yes, I want to say not all of my relationships have been abusive, but they have been toxic. I will be the first to admit that I was not always a wonderful partner. It took me a long time to grow up. And it also took me a while to emotionally recover from some of these shitty relationships. And even carrying around shame and guilt towards some of these relationships. Like, was it my fault? Maybe I could have tried harder. All of the questions that run through your head on how you could have saved the relationship, but maybe it's best that you didn't save the relationship. I've been really diving deep with my therapist about some of these shameful feelings. And I mean, it's kind of a secret, but it's kind of not. And I've never been super ready to talk about it because I've gotten anxiety in the past when I've opened up to people about it. But Don't Tell My Mom is a total judgment-free zone. So I'll share a secret with you today. That's not really a secret. I was in the military, if you didn't know that. And the military is notorious for getting married and then later getting a divorce. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I never wanted to talk about it because I was so embarrassed and I felt so much shame that I fell in this category and in this statistic. And we didn't have a good relationship. It was obviously great at first, like how most relationships are, but then it quickly, and by quickly, I mean like a couple months in, turned not good. There were red flags everywhere that I just completely ignored. And I'm definitely not saying that this was all his fault, because I was young. I wasn't ready for a marriage. We were doing it for the military to be stationed together and everything like that. So we just had different views on it. I looked at it as we were going to do this to keep growing our relationship, because we didn't know each other super, super well. We just signed a piece of paper and didn't have a big shebang or anything. But from my perspective, now that I'm older and this happened years ago, it feels like he took it in a possessive way. Like, you are my wife. You can't be doing these things. You can't be acting this way. You can't be thinking the way you're thinking. It got not good. And it didn't end well either, because I am not an object that you just get to have. And the amount of fighting that kept me from my family, from my friends, from anything else that I wanted to do, it was just a really toxic relationship. And I talked to my therapist about it a lot lately, because I recently opened up to a friend and told them just kind of casually that I was, you know, divorced and I got married really young. And they didn't believe me. And I get it. It seems very out of character for me. But at the same time, I'm such a fuck it, let's do something spontaneous. So it's shocking and not shocking at the same time. But they just didn't believe what I was saying. And that's kind of when I got anxiety and I felt really embarrassed and like really shamed. And I want to say that wasn't their intention of making me feel that way. They had no idea. They were just blown away that I actually did that. And I've been trying to pinpoint where this shame starts. And honestly, it probably starts from my parents. They were not happy that I got married in the first place, because they said it was dumb, which wasn't completely wrong, you know, but I had to live my life. And at that time, I was like, this is going to be great. So they weren't happy that I was, first of all, getting married. And then when I was going through the divorce and telling them and opening up to them about it, they kind of threw in my face that I once said if I ever got married, I would never get a divorce. And I just felt like they were so ashamed that of me that I was going through this and that I wasn't working on trying to save my marriage. But when I'm sitting there in a relationship where I don't feel happy or safe or comfortable with that partner, there's a fucking problem. And I've opened up to previous partners about this because it's important for me, for them to know just more about me so they can maybe understand my mindset about things. And I've gotten some shitty responses. Like, well, if I ever get married, I'm never getting a divorce. And it was kind of like, okay, are you throwing this in my face right now? Because that's not what I need from you. I just need you to listen. And then lying is a big thing for me, as I'm sure it is most people. And this person's mom asked them if I've ever been married. Don't really know where it came from. Maybe it's because we were both in the military. But she asked, and this person straight up says no, after we had a full conversation about it. And yes, I already know the other side of this argument. Well, Liz, maybe they didn't want to tell their mom because they didn't know if you would be okay with it. But if you know me well enough, as a partner should, you're gonna know I'm okay with you telling them. I would prefer you tell them. Not like out of the blue, obviously, but if they straight up ask, Yes, please tell them the truth. And I knew this person well enough at the time to have a feeling, just a gut feeling, that they didn't tell their mom because they felt ashamed of me. It's just a gut feeling. You gotta follow it. Anyway, so that made me feel more ashamed and embarrassed and give me more fucking anxiety about everything. But I think most understanding humans will be like, okay, that was a time in your life that you went through, and apparently, like, you needed to experience that and get you where you are today. That's how I'm starting to look at it. But it definitely took some time getting here. I know divorces used to be pretty taboo, but I love that now we're celebrating them with divorce parties. And if that's you and you're looking for a DJ, check out the DJ LLC. They are transforming every event into a sonic celebration, leaving behind a symphony of memories. They'll host your next trivia night, birthday party, wedding, even baby shower. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram for more information. The DJ LLC. Ooh! First ever sponsorship. That's pretty freaking exciting. And if you mention me and the Don't Tell My Mom podcast, you'll get a little discount. In other good news, I think for myself, the healing process is going very well. For a long time, I thought I could heal by myself, and I had to heal by myself. But I have to credit my therapist a lot. She presented me with very real scenarios that could have happened if I stayed in that marriage, if I stayed in other abusive relationships. And if you're going through a similar situation, seek out for help. You don't have to do it alone, and you don't have to stay where you are. Because you can be so much happier by yourself, doing your own thing, having your freedom, being safe in your home. And if it happens, you could meet the love of your life and understand why all of your past relationships have failed. If you want to see the kick-ass cake my friends got me for my birthday, check out my Instagram at LizGalia. Follow Don't Tell My Mom Pod on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content. I swear I'm getting better at that. Check out the DJ LLC on Facebook and Instagram. You can also email me at don'ttellmymompod@gmail.com. All of these things will be linked in the description below. And stay tuned, because I have so many other things I cannot wait to share with you all. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Don't Tell My Mom Podcast with Liz. The views and opinions shared on this podcast don't necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Latitude Media, our sponsors, affiliates, My 104.3, or Buck 92 Radio. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to MyMichiganPodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.